Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today, we're going to be looking at a question regarding one of the titles of the second Imam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. You know that each of the Imams has been given certain titles, certain alqab, certain titles, which we address them with out of respect. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam is often called Amir al-Mu'mineen. He has many titles, Abu Turab, he has many titles like this. For example, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is called Sayyid al-Shuhada. Imam Baqir alayhi salam is called Baqir al-Ulum. These are some of the titles that have been given to the Imam. Some of these were given by God, some of them were given by the father of the Imam himself. Some of them were given by the enemies of the Imam alayhi salam, which is interesting. In any case, one of the titles of the second Imam is that he is often referred to as Karim Ahlul Bayt, the noble or the generous one from the Ahlul Bayt. The question arises as to why was the Imam called this? What was the secret behind it? What was the reason behind it? Was there something special that he did that would make him deserving of this title? And the answer is that history tells us that this is indeed true. Imam Hassan alayhi salam was very caring for the poor and the impoverished and the needy people in society. He would all often go and sit with them. He would often invite them to his house, his home. It's a very famous story that one time one of the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt came to the presence of Imam Hassan alayhi salam and began cursing him and saying bad things about him and his family. And after the Imam alayhi salam patiently waited for the person to finish, and then Imam replied that in a very noble and generous manner to the person by saying, if there's something you need, if you're hungry, then we can give you food. If you are you need clothes, we can provide you with clothes. If you need a place to live, we can provide you with a place to live. The Imam responded to him in a very mannerly and a very noble manner. And the person, upon hearing this answer, he was affected by the words of the Imam, and he was drawn to him. It's also very famous that Imam Hassan alayhi salam, he gave away all of his belongings, meaning his entire property, everything that he had in the way of God. This is one of those stories which have been related regarding him. One tradition which has been regarding this is that a person, an Arab, came to Imam Hassan and asked for help. The Imam ordered his servants to give everything that was present to the person. And it has been related that approximately 10,000 dirhams were present, which were in the hands of the Imam alayhi salam, and he gave them all away to the Arab. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the generosity of Imam Hassan and why he's called the Karim of the Ahlul Bayt. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.